This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You think Sirianni will play this as he signs his contract extension?
Yes.
It's like Jeff Howie. Just wait a second.
No, you're going to play...
Put my song on.
He's going to play Destiny Child's I'm a Survivor. He's going to play that after he gets his extension.
Well, I could see that.
Yeah.
So he'll come out of the tunnel to this in the Super Bowl, and then he signs that extension after they do well in the playoffs, of course. Because no one would want to extend him right now. I mean, what are we talking about? At 8-2, they were 10-1 last year. I'm not extending his contract.
No one?
Well, I mean, no one should want to do that. You can want to do it. Because let's breathe. Let it breathe. Let him go through the season. They win playoff games. So what's the number for you, Hugh? One playoff win? Two? Or they got to get to the Super Bowl?
I think... This is where it gets a little murky, because I think it has to do with how they lose in the playoffs. I think that kind of matters. Style points kind of matter. And what round they go in. Because, you know, last year we went out in the first round, went out whimpering. I don't think it we can't do that this year. I think I'm with Chris Canty on this. It needs to be a couple playoff wins. And if we make it to the NFC Championship game, we better go down swinging. That's what I think. You can't go out there and just get dragged.
I might be okay with just a playoff win. Like, progress. They win a... Because right now, we think they're going to win the division, right? They probably will have the 2-seed. Like, if I guessed where this is going...
Winning the division is progress.
Winning the division is...
Progress.
It's progress.
No, it's progress. They didn't win the division last year.
Sure. With two divisions in 4 years.
So?
Yeah. I mean, it's not, like, overwhelmingly great. I mean, Andy Reid wins it every year.
Okay. Okay, but...
I'm just saying there are certain teams that win the division every year.
Well, nobody wins the division back-to-back in the NFC East.
I know. Well, that would be a cherry on top for Sirianni, but that would take next year.
I'm just trying to understand what the worst thing that could possibly happen is if we decide not to extend him.
All right, let me play it out for you. So,
or if we decide to extend him.
Let's say they extend him today, and they collapse down the stretch, which, again, I don't think is going to happen. Mm-hmm. They're not going to fire him 6 weeks after an extension.
They absolutely could.
I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked.
Have you ever been shocked at something the Eagles have done before?
Well, yeah, but sometimes, usually they let it breathe a little bit.
I don't think Howie
ridiculous.
And Jeff would sit up there after a collapse, whether they extended him or not, and tell us that everything's okay, we're bringing him back again, that they know that doesn't fly.
Well, but then
they're way too smart to do that.
Maybe, but they'd also look ridiculous to the NFL. Like, no one does that. No one fires coaches 6 weeks after they extend them.
Who cares?
I can't stress enough,
I don't think they care.
Well, I also don't think he's earned it yet. I want him to earn
sure
his extension.
He's going to have won the division twice.
Well, can we get there first?
Go to the playoffs every single year he's been the head coach. How is that not extension worthy?
Can we get there? They didn't win the division
yet. We're going to get there.
Oh, 10-1 last year. If we had asked, I believe we actually did a show around this time last year. Is the division over?
Knowing what you know about both teams this year and last year, you know it's so much more likely that a team like last season collapses than this season.
Agree.
You know it's not even, like, honestly, a collapse this year, it's not happening. It's just not.
Okay.
Like, I will right here guarantee you that something like last season is not going
to
happen.
Well, all right, let me throw this at you. Then we'll go back to phone lines. 215-592-9494. I don't think they're going to collapse. I'll say it five times on today's show. I don't believe they're going to collapse. But what if they stumble a little bit and Commanders get hot again and they lose the division 12 wins to 12 on a tiebreaker? So that they blow the division and they're a wild card team. That doesn't mean they're a bad team. They didn't really collapse, but now we got a way harder path in the playoffs, and they could lose in the first round.
Okay, but at what point do we say, like, you know, maybe he got more out of this team than we should have expected?
Well, maybe you could say that, but I just want to let it play out.
Well, fine, but you say he hasn't earned it yet. I would contend that getting this team out of what they ended with last season is earning it. That's a good coaching job to start this season 8-2 after the way last season ended so disgustingly is a good coaching job. It just is.
Well, that's why no one's calling for his firing. Maybe he's doing a good job. Well, he's doing a good job right now. We'll see how this plays out. 215-592-9494. Would you extend Sirianni right now? And are you with me? Wave the white flag. Kyle and I, we want to wave this white flag for Cooper Flagg. Done with the Sixers. Tank the rest of the season. Hugh, what are you thinking?
You know what? And I'm, as far as Coach Sirianni is concerned, it also depends on how they feel about why the season is going the way that it's going. Because, you know, we've been kind of dancing around it a little bit. Like, the quarterback is not playing up to par.
I agree.
And so it depends on I mean, they gave the quarterback $250 million, so there's that. So it just all depends on over there what the brain trust feels is the issue with this football
team. So to Hugh's point, I mean, there was a story, what, 5 years ago? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do my math. I think it was 5 years ago where Jeff Lurie was reportedly upset with Doug Peterson for running the ball so much when they were winning. Like, I think that's fair to wonder. Like, what do they really think about how – I know they like to win. They should like to win. Mm-hmm. This is moving in the right direction winning-wise. But it's fair to wonder, like, hey, the quarterback's the most important guy. He's not really playing that great.
Doesn't that say more about the job Sirianni's doing to get them at 8-2 with the quarterback not playing great?
It also – I think that's a fair point. But they also could wonder, like, do we need to get a dynamic play-calling head coach to revive the quarterback so we can win the Super Bowl? I don't know. I don't know how they think. All I know is how I think. I'd wait till the playoffs. Let's hear something from Colin Cowherd, because he kind of spun the idea of the Eagles as so much talent, and Nick's just, he's kind of here doing an okay job.
The Eagles' story is all talent and sketchy coaching. That's why half to half, quarter to quarter, drive to drive, you don't know what Philadelphia's offense is. They have two offensive touchdowns all year long in the first quarter. First quarter is generally a coaching quarter. That, especially when you have better players. Look at their wins this year. I mean, look at them. Saints, Browns, Giants, Bengals, Jags, Cowboys. And again, Commanders are a young team. They're thin. They're a little beat up. They didn't even target Terry McLaurin once in the first half. The reality is, they're a solid team. They're probably, Commanders are the best average team in the league. They're the best average team. And that may get you in seventh seed, but this coaching is going to get exposed against a team like a Detroit, a Kansas City, a Baltimore, a Buffalo. The best team doesn't always win. Kansas City gets down to the fourth quarter against the Niners, and they trail, or against the Eagles, and they trail, and that's with Andy Reid and Mahomes. Coaching becomes crucial, and I just don't get what they do in Philadelphia. It's all talent. It's dubious coaching. And talent, by the way, raises the floor, but coaching raises the ceiling. Okay? Talent, a lot of talent makes sure you're not terrible. But the coaching is what takes good to very good and very good to great. And I don't know, on script, this is the worst team full of good players in the league.
Yeah, Hugh, we haven't spoken as much about that, but it's still there. Like, the first quarter stuff, first half, they get off to slow starts. And, you know, we could say that maybe that's Jalen, maybe it's Kellen, but obviously Nick's the head coach, and they do get off. They just have overcome it, and they keep winning the game.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where you've seen, even if that narrative is true about Jalen, and he is not, just say for the sake of this argument, that Jalen isn't who we think he is. We've seen coaches in the past, good coaches, that have workarounds to work with quarterbacks that have deficiencies. Mm-hmm. Perfect example of that is Jared Goff. Jared Goff is a cat. Like, as much as we talk about how good he is for the Detroit Lions and everything like that, he got traded after a Super Bowl year because he couldn't get the job done.
They dumped him.
Yes, yeah. And now he's resurrected with a team that works well within his skill set. Because let's not forget, he threw 5 picks couple weeks ago.
They still won.
And they still won, but they do a great job of working in the skill set. So that's why, you know, when we talk about this, it's one of those things where, is it the coaching? And I think that a lot of us look at that because of some of the miscues that he's had, but they're winning. They're getting off the slow starts. Is that the quarterback? So I think that's a valid question that they need to answer in that building.
I kind of feel like Colin missed the whole, like, they're starting slow. I don't view that as a Sirianni issue.
Well, I understood.
He is in charge.
Well, he doesn't call the plays.
Well, I understood what he meant when he said that's a coaching thing.
Yeah, we did hear from Shady. He's still involved in the offense.
Sure.
I'm sure he's involved in scripting the first 15.
Right. Okay.
Kellen calls the plays, but I'm sure they work on it together.
What do your eyes tell you about when you watch this offense? Why do you think it's not as good as it should be?
I think
there's a lot of misplays.
No, we can say it.
Jalen.
Yeah.
I think Jalen.
Say we can say it. Say it. Be comfortable with it. No.
Loud and proud, Hill.
But
I think
also,
there's something to that. Yeah. But also, coaching helps with that.
Right. I don't think Sirianni is like calling bad plays and hurting them, but he's also adding nothing to help them in the first 15. That's not his role here anymore.
What he's adding is winning them games, like leaning towards a run heavy offense. This whole thing, like we're skirting around the issue here because I think we do know that Nick Sirianni is involved in the offense, right?
Yes.
We have Jordan Mailata, other offensive linemen
Shady
saying
here in the studio, with
right?
Us.
Exactly, and offensive linemen saying we went into Nick Sirianni's office and told him we want the 2021 offense. Was Kellen Moore here in 2021?
No.
No. Is this offense working, we think? Like, at least in terms of winning football games right now?
Yeah.
Okay, Nick Sirianni was the one that was here in 2021. He's the common denominator. Doing a run-first offense that limits the impact of the quarterback. This is a Sirianni production.
Well, he's figuring out how to win with what they have right now.
Right, that's a good coaching job.
I agree, but also he doesn't know how to fix Jalen. That's the truth, too.
Doug didn't know how to fix Carson, right? Well, sometimes quarterbacks are unfixable.
All right, well,
I think Carson
maybe.
Was just a bubblehead.
Well, that's my point, right? That's not Doug's fault. That's not the coach's fault.
But they fired him.
I understand that, but like we agree that they made the wrong move trying to put their eggs in the Wentz basket, right?
Of course
they brought Sirianni in, and then he called Wentz, and Wentz was like, "No,
I'm out." I agree with you. I'm just saying, as we move forward, that there, Hugh hit it. I don't even know if we got here in this way. If Jalen's play is the reason they don't win, they may say we need to resuscitate the quarterback to a super high level in order to win.
But I think that's a faulty way of thinking.
Well, like, because it's the NFL. Most teams think that way.
That means nothing to me that it's the NFL. I want the Eagles to make the best decision for their team.
I got it. And if he wins playoff games with Jalen Hurts this year, then extend his contract. Until then, we wait. Derek at Paoli. What's up, Derek?
Yo, I'm calling about the Sixers, but I love to hear all these people calling in, making it seem like Jalen Hurts is a total bum. That's just mind-boggling to me. Like,
well, he's
the
not
Eagles
a bum.
8-2. Well, that's what they – I mean, every time they talk about the Eagles, it's like if Jalen Hurts played better, the Eagles would be what? What would they be, 10-0? You know what I'm saying? They're 8-2. So we expecting – we want Saquon to get 200 yards rushing. And we want Hurts to get 300 yards passing. That ain't never going to happen, right?
Well, the Lions kind of do it every week.
Nah, I mean, that's why I said y'all on this Jared Goff hype. I don't see where that's coming from either.
Well, he's played better than Jalen this season.
He's played okay, bro.
Oh,
how many Lions games besides the one the other day?
I watch a lot of them. I've watched a lot.
So you saw the one game he threw for 80-something yards, and they scored like 40-something points, right?
Yes, but like, Derek, when you point out and you make it sound like I don't watch much of it, and you can point out the Sunday night.
I know, but
people like to point out the outliers. Like, Derek, he had an 85-yard game where they dominated on special teams of defense. He didn't have to do much. He had a bad game in Houston, 5 picks. They still won. The other 7 or 8 games, he's completing 80-85% of his passes, dominating the game, and they're blowing the doors off teams. He's played.
Yeah, but like, Jalen Hurts got a pretty high QBR and all that kind of stuff too, and they're still winning games. So if he was like playing like disgustingly bad, they wouldn't be 8-2.
But no, right? I don't think anyone says disgusting. I know, but no one says disgustingly bad. We're viewing this in the prism of, can they win the Super Bowl this way? Like, he's played well. But, like, can they win the Super Bowl this way, I think, is how people think about it. I don't think anyone thinks Jalen has played poorly.
I think we can.
Okay, well, then,
if they start loading the box up, they're going to start going up top. But I just feel like Saquon has been our finisher. Like, Saquon's not getting you 100 yards in the first. He's starting off slow, too. He's finished some games for us, but I felt like, you know, Jalen Hurts, he got to step it up, but all this question about can we win with him, I just feel like that's kind of unfair. But I want to touch on the Embiid thing, right?
What do you think?
I think with the Sixers, like the culture of the Sixers to me is shot, right? And I feel like, yeah, Embiid, he's hurt, he's this, he's that. And whoever put that, if you put yourself in a player Hugh, right? If y'all have a team meeting, right? There's no media in there, it's just the team, right? And then somebody just leaks out what was said about what you's doing. Like, Joel Embiid is soft. He's very, very emotional. He could be childish. Like, he just shoved Marcus Hayes 2 weeks ago for an article, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now they have a team meeting, and all you hearing about is
what you doing.
Joel Embiid, Joel Embiid's late to everything. I'm sure there was a lot more said than just that. So if you're trying to build up your team culture and turn it around, whoever put that out there, that did more harm than it did good, right?
I would think so, but here's the thing, D, that you have to realize. Somebody talking like, and I kind of lived through this because I had an incident where, you know, my team kind of talked bad about me. But you have to realize, you got to step back. You can be mad because I definitely was mad. But at the same time, you got to play chess in this situation. You have to. It's the thing to do because you're at that point, you're perceived as the problem. You see what I'm saying? Even if that's not the case. And I even talked about how Joel Embiid's probably been doing this his whole career and he can't see past it because
guess who else did that though? Who else did that here?
Iverson.
Allen Iverson. I used to be out in the city, and Allen Iverson would be in Houlihan's before the game. But when you hear Iverson's name, everybody keeps saying
he'd be at Applebee's too. He'd be at Club
Applebee's. Yeah, Fridays.
He'd be out.
He played his heart out. To me, how are you playing your heart out if you're not coming to practice?
But when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
See, I'm giving it your all if you're not practicing.
But I think the difference, I don't think, Derek, that it's fair to compare Iverson to Joel Embiid because, number one, that was in a time where Iverson was out there balling. Like, he might not have practiced or whatever, but you can't question Allen Iverson's work ethic on the court. Now, you could question whether or not he wanted to practice because he even talked about that. But well, Allen Iverson was different.
Balling, but it ain't get us nothing the same way MVP.
Yeah,
balling,
but
it ain't got us nothing.
But
you know what I'm saying?
But
MVP,
Iverson did lead the NBA in minutes played 1, 2, 3, 4, like 7 times. Okay, like I didn't love that stuff either, Derek. And I understand your point. Like that maybe he didn't take care of himself off the court. But and we appreciate the call, Derek. He played, right? Like, Joel is not playing enough. That's always been part of the issue of his career. So, Hugh, you've brought up a lot. Like, if you're Maxie and you're going in for treatment and Joel's coming in late and Maxie's getting on the court quicker because, like, it would bother me too. Like, hey, I'm busting my butt to try to get on the court. Are you doing the same?
Yeah. And like I was telling Derek, that to me, that's not the same comparison because it was more so, you look at Allen and it's more like what he's already a Hall of Famer. And you look at Allen, like, what would he be if he worked harder? You look at Joel Embiid and you say the same thing, but it means a different meaning. What would he be if he worked harder? Because they're both Hall of Famers. Let's just, you know.
They're both great players.
Yeah, they're both going to the Hall of Fame.
But you know,
well, Allen's already in, but yeah. Joel Embiid's going to the Hall of Fame. There's no question.
You know what I want? I want Joel Embiid's personality and work ethic to be compared to Kobe Bryant and LeBron James and Michael Jordan. I know, as will to win to be compared to those guys.
I thought he was going to get that in the Olympics.
Well, that's what he went there for.
Surrounded by all the greats.
Yeah, that trip was a waste of time. Let's go to Dustin in the Northeast. What's up, Dustin?
Joey G, how are you, fellas?
Dustin, what's up, buddy? You ready to tank this thing?
Dude, I'm so ready to tank this thing. It's a disgrace what they're doing out there. And I got a call because you had one of your loser callers. I can't stand it. But Mad Mike like an hour ago. And I hate to admit it, but just like I hate to admit that I agree with you, Joe, I agree with him, dude. The guy, you're never going to get that kind of, you were just talking about, you want the same type of mentality that Kobe had and that LeBron has. He doesn't have that. He does not have that. He has zero heart. He's the biggest dude on the court.
He's by far the best player on the court. And he looks like he's like, it looks like a kid when you take away their dessert. Like, he has no motivation to be there. It's the saddest thing in the world, fellas.
He doesn't get it. And I don't think he cares enough. Like, and that bothers me more than anything. It's one thing you get hurt, it'd be brittle, like a lot of players are. But you got to give me the full effort. And Dustin, like, you and I want to tank this thing. We want to. And Hughes brought up the idea that, hey, even if you tank, you might not get the top pick. And that's true. That's true. But I'm willing to take a chance. And Dustin, man, good phone call. So here are the odds right now. If the Sixers finish with a top four overall, or bottom four, I should say, overall record, right? If they're one of the four worst teams in the NBA, they'd have about a little over a 50% chance to get a top four pick. They'd have a 14% chance to have the number one pick. So that's the math on it. If you're one of the two or three or four worst teams, you have about a 14% chance to get the number one pick and about a 50-50 chance to have at least a top four pick. So they changed it because they didn't want teams to fully tank, but there's still some incentive. If you're going to, I just don't, my thing with the Sixers right now is I hope they're just not kind of bad. Because if they're kind of,
you hope they're bad.
Either be bad or turn this thing around and make the playoffs. And that second one feels like a challenge right now. George is hurt and Beat's crying after games. This thing's not working.
After games.
Well, he is. What was that last night? Calling someone. And who knows who he's – maybe he knows who said it. He's kind of calling them out now.
Probably trying to figure out who said it.
Well, maybe he was listening
probably
today.
Swing on him.
Our reckless speculation.
Probably going to swing on him.
What if it was the head coach that leaked it?
It might be.
Well, then he called him a piece of bleep?
Like I said, I've been there. I've been there, and I'm not proud to say it, but, yeah, I feel him on that. It's one of those things where you feel betrayed, but – you have to listen to what's being said.
That's why we did it on the air today when we said you were Joel Douglas. We didn't do it behind the scenes. Jim in Philly's up. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Jim? Man? What's up?
Oh, man, I'm just tired of hearing everybody blame Jalen for the Eagles' problems, man. It's not all him. No quarterback is perfect in the league. You guys know this.
Wait a minute. Can I ask a question, Jim, before you go into your tirade? Who blamed Jalen for everything on this show? I'm asking a specific question. Who on this show said Jalen Hurts was all the problems with the Eagles? Who said that?
I've heard a few callers say it. Your host partner over there.
He said it.
Constantly putting Jalen down.
What did you say about Jalen, Joe?
I don't know. What did I say about Jalen, Jim? I said he's having a good season.
I did hear that.
Outside of that, you're blaming him for the slow starts.
No, we're trying to figure out why they
quarterback that we think he is.
Well, hold on.
You said that this morning.
No, I don't think so. We're trying to figure out why they start slow. So we either could blame the coach or we could blame the quarterback.
You didn't just say earlier that Jalen's not the quarterback that we thought he was.
Well, I don't think I said that today, but if I did, we could say that. Like, it depends on what your definition of what you thought he was. And when they signed him 2 years ago. Jim, he would look like a top five quarterback in the league. He finished second for the MVP, right? Like, that's what he was. They signed him. Since then, he hasn't played like that.
Let me ask you this question, Jim, before you answer that question. Do you feel, watching Eagles games, that there's a lot of times when we're out there that we leave points on the field? Do you feel that way?
Absolutely.
Okay, so why do you feel that way, Jim? Why do you think this team is leaving points on the field? What do you think is the problem?
I think it's a few things, actually. Like, it's a combination of things.
Oh, could you tell me what those combination of things could potentially be,
sir? I'm getting into it.
Okay, well, we got a show to do. We got time. We're on the clock.
I think play calling has a part in it. And player performance at times.
Wait a minute. What player? What player?
When I say that, I mean, like, guys falling, guys not hitting their marks when they're supposed to because they're being either held up or jammed.
Or maybe the quarterback holding the ball too long. Maybe.
Yeah, that plays a part in it too.
So that's basically what we've been saying this morning. I don't recall anybody on here saying that everything's on Jalen. I never said that. But he has to, and when I say he has to play better, it's because we are trying to get to the Super Bowl and the standard has already been set. It's not – listen, I love Jalen.
I feel you.
Like, he's a brother because he's an Eagle. It's okay to criticize. It's okay to wonder. It's okay to critique.
Right.
I feel like we live in a time where every time anybody says anything about anybody, we always feel like it's a negative.
We're so soft now. Jim, Donovan McNabb did more than Jalen did, and he got crushed all the time. Like, Jalen...
I know. It was brutal.
But there was... But hold on. But there was truth to it, Jim. Like, Donovan was a great Eagles quarterback. But if Donovan if Donovan was better in bigger moments, the guy sitting next to me might have a ring. Let's call it for what it is. You don't have to be, attacked. So we want Jalen to be better in big moments so these guys get a ring, too.
I've been attacked.
You weren't attacked.
Could Jim wake up, by the way? I mean, it's almost noon.
I mean, holy moly. All right, 215-592.
Shake and bake, baby. Wake and bake.
94-94. All right, on the
Jim,
other
I'm
side.
Teasing, Jim.
Yeah, we love you, Jim. Good phone call. On the other side, your phone call's here. Would you tank right now if you were the Sixers? I would sit Embiid, I'd sit George, let the young guys play, tank the season, try to get Cooper Flagg, and then get Embiid and George out of here after the season and go young. 215-592-9494. Would you go full tank again on the Sixers? Should the Eagles give Nick Sirianni a contract extension right now? Hugh and I want to wait till after the playoffs. Kyle wants to do it right now. Plus, we read you the quotes from Embiid postgame because there was no audio. Luckily, and how about this? This is the nice thing he's done for us in a while. Joel Embiid left a voicemail earlier and repeated exactly what he said last night. Exclusive audio of Joel Embiid next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All right, tonight we're going the under. It's cold. It might be snowy in Cleveland. Give me the under. And I'm taking the Browns plus the points. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.